1. Keith Peters reporting. Immigration officials have an announcement for anyone in the country illegally.
Immigration officials are saying that anyone living in the U.S. illegally will soon have to register with the federal government, and those who fail to do so could face fines, imprisonment, or both. A statement says the registry will be mandatory for anyone 14 years and older without legal status. Officials say each person must register and provide fingerprints and their address. Parents and guardians of anyone under age 14 must ensure that they are registered. Federal immigration law has long required that people living illegally in the U.S. register. While the law has rarely been enforced, immigration officials say that that is now changing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A child has died in Texas in the state's largest measles outbreak in 30 years. During a cabinet meeting, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says his agency is watching the measles outbreak in Texas.
There have been 4 measles outbreaks this year in this country. Last year, there were 16. So it's not unusual. We have measles outbreaks every year.
The child's death in West Texas, where officials say at least 124 people have been infected by the deadly virus, is the first U.S. measles death in about a decade. An Israeli security official says Hamas has handed to the Red Cross the bodies of 4 Israelis who were held hostage in Gaza. Hamas handed over the bodies early Thursday, and a Red Cross convoy carrying dozens of released Palestinian prisoners left Israel's Ofer prison just days before the first phase of their ceasefire will end. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 188 points, the Nasdaq rose 48. This is SRN News. Rand Paul introduces a bill.
It's one of the shortest on record. The Kentucky Senator's legislation simply states that, quote, no federal funds may be made available to Planned Parenthood Federation of America or to any of its affiliates. That's it. It's on one page. Paul, a Republican, says it's time for taxpayers to quit funding the biggest abortion business in the country, adding, quote, as a physician, I took an oath to do no harm. It's rooted in both science and principle. Life begins at conception. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's governing body for high school sports has changed its policy that allows boys to compete against girls in athletics to follow President Trump's executive order. The board of the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association has removed a policy that had deferred to school principals to determine an athlete's gender. High school associations have signaled they may defy the president's order. SRN News. A new iPhone glitch is not Trump-friendly.
Apple says it is fixing a bug within its dictation feature on some iPhones involving the word racist. The feature briefly suggests the word Trump when a word is spoken with the R consonant. That includes the word racist. Some iPhone owners posted videos pointing out the glitch. It shows the word Trump appears quickly in the text window before being replaced by the word that was actually spoken. Apple says the speech recognition models that power the voice-to-text feature might show words and some phonetic overlap. Apple says it is aware of the issue and is rolling out a fix. I'm Ed Donahue.
NVIDIA on Wednesday reported a surge in fourth quarter profit and sales as demand for its specialized Blackwell chips that power artificial intelligence systems continued to grow. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.